Welcome to Good Morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Hey, daf 45. We left off on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Bet, 44b, four lines from the bottom of the page, at the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Shor Shehu Yotze Lisakel V'Kdisho Be'alav. If let's say an ox is being put to death by stoning, and its master consecrates it, Eino Mukdash, it does not become Kadosh. Shechatov, he slaughters it, Bisaro Asur, the flesh of the animal, it's forbidden to benefit. V'im Ad Shelo Nigmar Dino Hikdisho Be'alav. If before there was a Nigmar Din, then the owner consecrated it, Mukdash, it's consecrated. V'im Shechato Bisaro Mutar, and if he slaughtered it before the Nigmar Din, its Basar is permitted. Misaro l'shomer chinam. If he gave it, now a different din. If he gave it over to a shomer chinam, someone who was guarding it for free, ul shoel or a borrower, then usay sachar, someone who takes payment, ul socher or a renter, nichnesu tachad ba'alim, they become instead of the owner itself with regards to the damages. Muad mishalem nezek shalem, v'tam mishalem chatsi nezek. A muad, with the person would pay a full damage, and a tam, a person would pay half a damage. The Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, the Baraita says, Shor Shehemit Ad Shalom Nigmar Din. If you have an ox that kills before there was a Nigmar Din, Mecharo, flipping the Amur, if he sold it, Machur, it's sold. Ikdisho, if he consecrated it, Mukdash, it's considered consecrated. Shechato Bisaramut Tar, if he slaughtered it, the meat of the animal is permitted. Echziro Shomer Lebet Be'alav Mukhzar, but if the person who borrowed it returns it now to the owner, it's now considered returned. And Mishin Nigmar Dino, let's say it was after the Nigmar Din, Mecharo Eino Machor, if he sold it, it's not sold. Hikdisho Eino Mukdash, it's not consecrated. Shechato Besaro Asur, if he slaughtered it, it's Asur. Echziro Shomer Lebet Ve'alav Eino Mukhzar, and if he tries to return it to the owner, then after the Nigmar Din, that would not be considered returned, and the borrower is liable. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, Af Mishin Nigmar Din, Dino, Echziro Shomer Lebet Ve'alav Mukhzar, even after the Nigmar Din, if you return it to the owner, you're considered, it's considered returned. So, let's say this is the following is the machloke. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan says, "Ein omrim beisurei hana'a harei shel chalafanecha." We don't say by things that are forbidden to benefit, that what's in front of you now is yours. Meaning, yours is in front of you. Meaning, I'm putting it in front of you. This that I borrowed is yours. It's coming back to you. We don't say that. Rabbi Yaakov says, "Omrim beisurei hana'a harei shel chalafanecha." No, we do say that what's yours is in front of you now, even by Isurei Hana'ah. Let's say that's the machloket. So Amar Abba, no. The Kulei Alma Omrin b'Isurei Hana'ah Harishal Chalaf Anecha. Everyone agrees that by Isur Hana'ah, forbidden to benefit, what's yours is now I'm placing in front of you, it belongs to you. So what's the machloket here? Because if that was the case, the imken niflog l'inyan chametz v'pesach. If the case was arguing on that, then why didn't we say the machloket by chametz v'pesach, where we're going to see later on in the parak Gozel Etzim, that over there it talks about somebody steals chametz and it was avar alav v'pesach. Pesach passed over it and then he returned it. So therefore, it should be a machloket over there too if it's considered returned or not. But it doesn't say machloket over there. So ela must be hachabik gomrin dino shor shelo befanav kamifilgi. Over here, we're talking about if you can do a nigmar din of an ox when the ox is not present. The Rabbanan says ein gomrin dino shor ela befanav. You don't finish the din of an ox unless it's in front of him. The amar leila, you say it to him. I adarte nihali. The owner can say, if you would have returned the ox to me, hava meirikna le dagma, would have taken him to a swamp. Now you put the ox in the hands of the people that I cannot take to the Beit Din, and so therefore you got me stuck. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov says, no, gomrin dino shor shelo b'fanav, you can even do the nigmar din of an ox when he's not present. The amarle, you can say to him, sof, that you can say to the owner, at the end of the day, migmar havu gamri le dina, at the end they would have made a gmar din regardless, and therefore it doesn't matter if he's present or not. So my tamad Rabbanan, what's the reason of Rabbanan? Pasuk says, Hashori sakel vegam be'alav yumat, that the ox is put to death by stoning, and also the owners are put to death. Kemitata be'alim kach mitat ashor, just like the death of the owner, so too is the death of the ox. Ma be'alim bifnehem, just like if a person killed, they would have to stand in judgment, he would have to be present there, so too the ox would have to be, the owner of the ox would have to be present, meaning to say, the ox itself has to be present. You cannot be that you do the nigmar din of an ox when the ox is not there, right? So that's exactly what he's saying. Af shor befanav. But Yaakov, what does he say to that? Bishlama ve'alim b'nei ta'ananihu. It makes sense. Owners or people for killing, they can have a claim. So they should be, they have to be in the Beit Din at the time. Whereas el shor bartan, not ta'un, but an ox does not have any claims. He's not a human being that he can claim anything. And so therefore, we don't necessarily need to have the ox present at the time of the Din. Misarola Shomer Chinam Shoel, we said if you sent it to a Shomer Chinam or a borrower, Tan Rabbanan, the Braita says, Arba'an Nichnesu Tachad Ba'alim, four people come and replace the owner. Ve'elohen, these are them, Shomer Chinam, a free garter, Vashoel, a borrower, Nosei Sachar, someone who takes payment, Vashocher, and a renter. Hargu, if the animal that they were guarding killed, Tamin Nehargin, Upeturim in a kofer, if they were tam animals, they're put to death, and you're exempt from kofer. Muadin, if they are muad, nehergin, they are put to death. Umishalmin at the kofer, and they pay the payment of the kofer. Vechayvin lahazir demei shor lebe'alav chutz mishomer chinam. And all of them need to pay the worth of the ox to the owner of the ox, except for the shomer chinam, who said, I will guard your ox for free. So Amri, so the Gemara says, hey chidame, what's the case here? Eden natre, if they were guarding the ox, kulunam lamu lipatru, they should all be exempt. Why do we say all of them are liable, except for the shomer chinam? If they were not guarding him, even the Shomer Chinam should be liable. So Ha'amri, they say, what are we dealing with here? They guarded him a minute guarding and not a major guarding. What does that mean? That we explained this earlier. A shomer to guard it in a minute way, shmira pechuta, means that you're guarding it. If let's say you close the door, a ruach metsuya, a regular wind would not be able to open and break down that door. Whereas it's not a great guarding because a strong wind can come as unusual and break down that door. So shomer chinam kalta lo shmira shmirato hanach lo kalta shmiratan. By shomer chinam, that small guarding is enough just to close the door. Whereas for the other ones, that's not enough, and therefore, that's why they would be liable. So the Gemara says, Amri Keman, who are we following? Ika Rabbi Meir, if we say like Rabbi Meir, flipping the Amud, the Amar that he says, later on we're going to see this, that socher is kishomer chinam, dame, that a socher is like a shomer chinam, a renter is like a shomer chinam, then it should have said litnei chutz mi shomer chinam ve'asocher. It should have said exempting a shomer chinam and a socher and a renter. Why did it only say shomer chinam? So it must be we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. Ve'ikar b'yudad, if you say like Rabbi Yudad, Amar, he says socher kenoses sachar damei. He says a renter is like someone who is taking payment. So nitnei, it should have said chutz mi shomer chinam, except for shomer chinam. Ve'kulan b'muadin peturin linan kofer, and everyone by a muad animal should be exempt by a kofer. If they're the same, they should have said that. So Amar Avuna Bar Chinina Hamani, who is the author here? Rabbi Eliezer. It's following Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Ein Lo Shemira Ele Sakin. There is no guarding, rather the Sakin, the knife, meaning it has to be slaughtered. Olinyan Socher, and by the regards of the renter, Savar Lak Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Socher Kenoseh Sachar Damei, that he says that a Socher is like a someone who takes payment, and that's how you would explain our Mishnah over here. Abaye Amar, Abaye says no. Le'olam k'Rabbi Meir. Really, we follow Rabbi Meir. U'k'temechalif Rabba Bar Avua, and Rabba Bar Avua swaps the opinions. V'tanei, and he taught Shomer Ketzad Meshalem. How does a Shomer pay? So he says, Socher Ketzad Meshalem. How does a renter pay? Rabbi Meir says, K'Shomer Sachar, like a Shomer Sachar, someone who's guarding and receiving payment. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, K'Shomer Chinam, no, like a free guarder. Oh, so it flips it around. So he's saying, like Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir's opinion is different than what we mentioned earlier, and it would work like our Mishnah very clearly. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Masar Shoro leShomer Chinam. If you gave your ox to a Shomer Chinam to guard for free, Hizik, if the ox damaged, Chayav, he's liable. Huzak, if he got damaged, Patur, the guarder is not liable. Amri Hechindame, what's the case here? Ida Kabil Aleshmiran Nizakav. If the guarder took upon himself to guard from damages, Afilu Huzak Nami Lechayav. Even if the animal was damaged, he should be liable. Right? Vida lo kabila leishmira nizakav. And if he did not take that upon himself, afilu hiziknami lipater. Even if the animal caused damage under his will, under his jurisdiction, he should be exempt. So Amar Rava, what's the case? Leolam shekibel alav shmira nizakav. He took upon himself to guard the animal. V'hacham amayiskina, what are we dealing with here? We're talking about a case כגון שהכיר בו שהוא נגחן. He recognized the animal as a goring ox. וסתמה דמילתא דלא אזיל איהו ומזיק אחרין הקביל עליה. He took upon himself not to allow his animal to go and gore another animal. But the other way around, but to say that דלא דעתי אחריני ומאז קילי לדידי לא מסיק דעתי. He didn't take upon himself or think that it's possible that another animal will come and damage the animal that he's guarding, so therefore in that case he would not be liable for those damages. Okay, we have a new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kesharo be'alav b'mosera." If the owner tied it down with, like, let's say, a rope, the animal, ve'na'al b'fanav kira'uy, or he locked the door in front of it, he closed the door in front of it, ve'yatzav v'yizik, and the animal broke out and damaged. Echad tam ve'echad mu'ad chayav. Divrei Rabbi Meir, both of them, whether tam or mu'ad, would be liable. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Tam chayav." Mu'ad patur. He says, no, a tam animal is liable and mu'ad is patur. We're going to see in the Gemara. Shneimar's pasuk says, "V'lo yishmerenu be'alav v'shamor huze." He didn't guard it, and this one is guarded. That means that if you guarded the animal by a mu'ad, you would be exempt, but a tam you'd be liable. The Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ein lo shmirah ela sakin." There is no guarding, rather only with a knife. And therefore, it needs to be shechita. Right? Rashi says, "Afilu shemaro shmirah me'ula v'pila kotel v'yatza chayav." And therefore, even if he was guarding it very well and it broke down the wall and killed someone, he would be liable. So the Gemara says, "My tamad Rabbi Meir." What's Rabbi Meir's reason? Kasavar stam shvarim lav v'cheskat shimur kaime. He holds that generally oxes are not in the chazaka of guarded. And therefore, v'amar achmana, the pasuk, the Torah says, "Tam nichayev," that a regular calm ox would be liable. Dinibay leishmira pechuta, you need to guard it in a common way, just to close the door. Hadar machmana, and then the Torah says, "V'lo yishmerenu," if you didn't guard it, gabe muad by a muad, dinibay leishmira meula, you need to have a much better guarding by that animal. V'yaliv negicha letam, negicha lemuad, and it learns out a gzara shava kind of connection between negicha by tam and mu'ad, to learn that just like mu'ad needs to have shmirah me'ula, so too by a tam needs to have shmirah me'ula. And therefore, if you didn't do that, you didn't have a good guarding enough that it protects it even from a breaking through the door, that would be your liability for a tam and a mu'ad. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, stam shvarim mechizkat shimur kaimi, that generally oxes are considered guarded. Amarach mana tam nishalem. He says that a calm animal would pay. The nibay le shmirah me'ula needs to have a good guarding. Hadar amarach mana, and then the Torah says, lo yishmerenu. If you don't guard it, gabe mu'ad, it says, if you don't guard it, then aved le shmirah me'ula, that you should do for it also shmirah me'ula, good guarding, that wouldn't let it get out even with a ruach she'ina mitsuya, with a non-usual wind. So what do you see over here? You have two inclusions. It's coming to say you have to do shmirah me'ula by a tam and shmirah me'ula by a mu'ad. Why is it need two? So have a ribui achar ribui. This is called one inclusion after another inclusion. And there's a rule, vein ribui achar ribui, ela lema'et. When you have two inclusions, one after another, it's coming to exclude something. Mi'et hakatuv lishmirah me'ula, it's coming to exclude that you don't need to have a complete guarding, a strong guarding, even the shmirah pechuda would be enough. So the Gemara says, v'chi teima, negicha letam, negicha lemuad. Why don't we say, gzera shava, connecting tam and muad that you need for both. Ha'mi'ed rachmana, that's why it says, v'lo yishmerenu, it's coming to exclude something. Leze, v'lo da'acher, excluding the case of a mu'ad, and not the tam, meaning a mu'ad would be enough to have shmirah pechuta, just a regular guarding. Whereas a tam animal, you need shmirah me'ula, you need a great strong guarding, and that's why you'd be liable for the tam and not the mu'ad. So the Gemara says, Hami ba'ile da lav, hold on, we need this pasuk to teach us about the negative commandment itself, the lav itself. So the Gemara says, Imken, if that was the case, if we were only using that to teach us about the lav, nechtov rachmana velo yishmor, it could have just said velo yishmor. Why does it say, "My velo yishmerenu"? He didn't guard it. Lazer velo la'acher, to teach us that it's only referring to excluding the mu'ad and not any other animal, meaning not a tam. Meaning to say that it's coming to exclude the mu'ad. That in the case of a mu'ad, you would only require shmirah pechuta, only a regular guarding. Whereas by the case of a tam, you would be required to have you would actually be required to have shmirah me'ula, a stronger guarding, that by ruach she'ina metsuya, that a strong wind that's not usual would come in, you need to be ready for that. Rashi says, "V'ha lo yishmerenu mibay lelav," you need it for the lav, klomar legufei, "Diyim lo shemaro shmirah me'ula lechayev," if you don't guard it well, you become liable. V'darshinen be, ribuy achar ribuy, mi'uta detam minale, so the Gemara says, Rashi says, "Laze mi'ata lepichuta v'lo le'acher," it's coming to teach us, "Mi'ati lepichuta v'lo le'acher," that only for the mu'ad, you only need to have a shmirah pechuta, but not for the tam. Okay, we'll stop there for today, and we'll do a 1-minute recap.